Jesus, I praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, how beautiful you are. Hallelujah. Somebody requested this song, and I know most of the words. I know you know, many of you. So sing it right out and I can follow along. It's Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
God, let's pray for this family that God will bless them, go before them. One generation will praise thee to another. So wonderful. We see that so clearly at Pilgrim Camp. Father comes as a child, mother. Now their children are coming, grandchildren. Praise God. I have a picture with my mother and my sister and her daughter and her daughter. Four generations here at Pilgrim Camp, and that's very typical. Oh, praise God. What joy when we see our children finding Jesus for themselves, learning to love and serve Him, and find their place in His kingdom. No greater joy than that for a parent. Hallelujah. We've been blessed to see that over and over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you'll bless our brother Steve and his wife and daughter, especially these that have been serving you here at camp at this time. Lord, we pray you'll bless them. We pray that the things that you have done for them in these days will be set into their lives as seeds that will continue to grow and take root and bring forth much fruit, Lord, to the glory of our Heavenly Father. We thank you for their service and for the blessing that has flowed through their lives. And now we pray, Lord, that you will bless them in return, Lord, above and beyond that which we could even think or ask. We pray, Lord, that as they go back home, that they will see that God has gone before them. And all the needs, all the situations, all the concerns that they left behind, that while they were here serving you, you were working there. And Lord, we pray that you will show forth your glory in their lives and in all these concerns of theirs. You said, Lord, if we would believe, we would see the glory of God. And Lord, we don't know what that means in every case, but Lord, we know that when you show forth your glory, oh God, there's no better answer. There's no better way. And so, Lord, we pray that even your goodness will manifest your works in these lives. Cover them with your blood. Refresh them, Lord. Restore their physical strength and refresh them in spirit and cause them to return in the fullness of the blessing of Jesus Christ. And help them to be a blessing back home now in their church. Let more of Jesus be seen in them. Let more of Jesus flow through them. Let the heart of Jesus get hold of them. And Lord, we pray that you'll continue to use them for your glory more and more. We pray in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Number 148 in the book.
Yes. Number 128.
And why did you choose this song, Brother John?
Because I've been concerned about the baptism of the Holy Spirit for many years, and this seems to be like a prayer concerning that.
I know. Okay.
I felt that it's important for every Christian to arrive at that point where we actually have the experience, because that's going to become victorious in Christ.
Praise God.
Blessing.
Amen. Well put. Number 128. Come, love.
Fires and the fire.
Yes, Lord, send that fire. Hallelujah. Burn up all the dross, Lord. Prepare us for your soon return. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, hallelujah. Everyone, Jesus, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. The Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, do it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've often said the Lord has made it very clear to me that the provision that God has made for these last days is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Everyone knows we're living in last days. We see strange things happening all around us. We don't know what the future holds in many ways. But God's solution for his people, the answer to living in the last days, is in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It's, if ever we needed to get full of the Holy Ghost, it's in these last days. To overcome the intimidation, to overcome the threats and the confusion and the darkness that the enemy is putting upon the world. The answer is very simple. Get filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. God has that for us. He promised to pour it out in the last days. And so we ought to be looking up and we ought to be expecting at any moment that God will answer the cry that he's put in our hearts, that God knows our need and he knows how to fill us. I don't know how to get filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. All I know to do is to ask. But Lord, you know how to fill me. You're the baptizer. And Lord, I just continue to look up to you, and I believe in the mercy of God that you will fill me to overflowing and that you will cause the fire of God to burn in my heart and to make me a bright and shining witness, a powerful witness for Jesus Christ in these last days. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's also sing, He Will Fill Your Heart Today to Overflowing, and then we'll change the order of our service and spend time getting filled, okay? Praise God. So what's the name of that song? 125, Lil? Thank you. Okay, 125, praise God. Oh, it's still early, it's only 9:33. Hallelujah. Thank you. close in prayer. I don't feel the Lord wants to end that way tonight. I think he just wants the meeting to go on, and you leave when God is done dealing with you and you need to get to bed. But let's sing that chorus again, and then let's just get to God and deal with God about these things that we've heard tonight. Oh, hallelujah. It's the mercy of God to fill you. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't work it up. It's God's mercy. And so let's believe in his mercy, and let's expect that even tonight, no matter how long you've been praying, no matter how often maybe you've been disappointed, Jesus, he's the baptizer, and he's right here in our midst. And all he has to do is say the word, and you'll be filled. Praise God. Hallelujah.
He will fill your heart today to overflow.
Yes, Lord.
To pour out your Holy Spirit, O God.
Praise the Lord, we need you, Jesus. We love you, Savior.
Oh, Lord, I worship you, Jesus. God, I praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Glory to God. To you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we rejoice in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
More shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him.
Yes,
we're asking, Lord.
Hallelujah. Asking, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, my heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All God expects of us is to do our part. Like our sister Lisa read, ask. He gives the Holy Ghost to those that ask Him. And then God does His part. We have to trust God to do His part. We can't do His part for Him. He's made it simple for us, hasn't He? Seems difficult, seems complicated at times. But really, He's made it simple. It doesn't require more than we can give. Lord, I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. I need the Holy Ghost. I can't serve you. I can't live a victorious life. I can't walk in the Spirit apart from the baptism, the infilling, the control of the Holy Spirit over my life. Lord, I need a fresh, full, rich anointing. Hallelujah. And Jesus, you do your part. Give me a sight of your faithfulness, Lord. Create faith in my heart to trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, He is faithful. So let's trust Him. Thank Him. Praise Him. Believe Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Spirit. Thank you.
God has all different ways of filling us. Hallelujah. Might not be the same way someone else got filled. Mrs. Robinson sought the Lord to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. One day the Lord just spoke into her heart. Baptized. It was done. Brought her into a whole new experience in the presence of God. Whole new life. Hallelujah. Some people are filled very quietly. Others, there's a violent seizing. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. You know how to fill me, Lord. God. How much I want you and need you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Sometimes it's like God filling a cup. It doesn't overflow right away. But as we seek Him, as we trust Him, God is working. He's pouring out His Spirit upon us, just as He promised. We'll see an overflow. Then we'll rejoice and say, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost that night. But it wasn't just that night. It was all the time that I spent just giving God a chance to fill me with His Spirit. Hallelujah. I know many of you have been giving God opportunity to do that while you're here at camp. Even before you came to camp, you've been home praying, God, fill me. Giving Him time in His presence to work. Oh, hallelujah. That overflow has to come. Hallelujah. May come tonight. May come while you're sleeping. May come tomorrow. But, oh, Jesus, fill us to overflowing, Lord. Hallelujah. Out of Your fullness, Lord, we receive tonight. Thank Him for what He is doing as you're trusting Him to do more. Praise God. Keep in faith. Keep your eyes on Him. And keep, most of all, keep rejoicing. Hallelujah. That's so important. Don't give in to discouragement. But ask the Lord to help you to rejoice. That's where the grace of God comes in. Lord, let all they that seek the Lord rejoice, the Bible says. Because when we rejoice, we're displaying an attitude of faith, of expectation, confidence in our God. Hallelujah. So lift us out of our discouragement, Jesus. Give us a fresh sight of Yourself, Lord, and cause our hearts to rejoice as we seek You. God, thank You for all that You are doing and that You will yet do. And Jesus, we want to glorify You, Lord, and all of our praying, all of our seeking, all of our praising. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and young men will see visions, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said among the survivors whom the Lord calls.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For a mighty outpouring, send it on every heart. Oh, for a Holy Ghost stirring in my heart, let it start. Purge away all that would hinder, cause me to see Thee afresh. Oh, develop
Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight I said, Lord, I'll pray for anyone you want me to. And then the Lord put my father-in-law in my heart. And I thought, when was the last time we laid hands on Brother John? He's laid hands on many of us over the years and prayed. Maybe tonight God wants to do something special for him. God knows his need, desire of his heart. God wants to come and meet him. All these years of seeking God.
Yes,
God has done so much for him, but God has more. Hallelujah. they shall be fruitful in old age. We're all getting older, and we ought to become more fruitful. God is using our brother in different ways. He's not pastoring the church like he did for many years, but he goes to Ridgewood, he goes to Canarsie, comes to camp, and lets God use him in his way. And so let's pray for a fresh and richer anointing upon our brother's life. Let's pray for his strength, for his body. He's lost his wife some years ago. I'm sure he still feels that loss very keenly. But God will come in a new way. Bring peace and comfort.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
New strength and light and hope. Praise God. So if you're so inclined, let's gather around Brother John and some of us. And others in your seat, you can join us in prayer. I just feel tonight God wants to really meet him. Really encourage him. Give him new direction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour blood upon the dry ground.
Lord, and the outward man too, Lord. Lord, we need you. We need you for your presence day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. Keep him in the love of God. Yes, Lord. Continue to use him. Bring blessing wherever he goes, his family, the various churches. Use him. Continue, O Lord, to bring blessing. Your name.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Strengthen with might in this inner man. Yes. Pray that there'll be a richer, fuller flow of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
In him and through him. Pray that, Lord, in these years that are yet before him, they'll have great joy in seeing more of Jesus, blessing himself.
Jesus, we believe you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. God, I believe you, God. Jesus, Jesus.
I take the life of victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Sweet bill of God, still for.
message to the church is found in that one song, when the church of Jesus tarries, Pentecostal fire will fall. Sin and wrong will be defeated, sinners on the Lord will call. And it goes further, but the church has put the cart before the horse, and we want the victory and the blessing before we pray it through. So the call of God is to do the first works, then he will come and do his.
Thank you.